The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
Cutting through the crap to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom.
From the planet's most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful, with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there: productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. And now we come to the second in our new section. We used to be a Martin Bissett rant, but we've created this Here's What Works section. And we did last week, Martin, Here's What Works in pricing. That was a big topic. We got a lot of response from that, didn't we?
Absolutely. Now, Here's What Works is because this is what has proven to be the case, guys. Okay, so this is not theory. It's not, I read it in a book and I thought I'll regurgitate it to you. It is what has worked in consulting with practices large and small throughout the land, throughout every land, throughout forever. Okay, yeah. So this is it. So Robert, here's what works. And when we talked about pricing last week, we talked about how in order for certain gurus to prolong their careers, they have to make something quite simple into something quite complex. Otherwise, you get through the content too quickly. Now, marketing, again, very simple, but very difficult for non-marketers to get their head around. So here's the thing I need you to understand, guys, right from the outset. You don't need to do what I'm about to suggest to you. You need to understand what I'm about to suggest to you and then get someone to do it for you so that you know whether they're doing it right or not, okay?
So this is Here's What Works for accounting firms on marketing.
This is a template right now. I'm going to give you 7 steps. It ain't going to take long. You will need to deep dive on each of them to get the full flavor, but I'm going to give you a taste on Here's What Works because I can prove this to have worked year in, year out. There are 7 steps to a marketing strategy. Now, I said marketing strategy. I did not say marketing tactics. There is a difference between strategy and tactics. Strategy in football, that's soccer to our international listeners, might be to win all of our home matches and therefore get a points average that's strong in the league. That's the strategy. What's the tactics? Well, it might be a 4-4-2 formation, might be a sweeper system. So strategy, what is it we're going to do? Tactics, how are we going to do it? These are your 7 steps to successful firm marketing. Number one is the hardest one of all 7. And that is message. You've got to decide what you're telling people apart from we are a firm of chartered accountants and business advisors. Okay. The entire world is full of that message, you know, because of course in the late 90s, it was chartered accountants and business advisors as there's differentiation. Woo! Yeah. And now, you know, of course that's become passé. So what are we telling people? Here's an example of what we tell people. I had a consulting client a couple of years ago, and we're working on message, and we hit an absolute brick wall. And everything that the managing partner came up with, I said, so what? So what? So what? And I was goading him, and I was goading him on purpose. And so eventually, after too many so whats, he got angry at me, slammed his fist down on the table, and said, damn it, Martin. We give people the business they need to give them the life they want. And then I said, you what? They went, oh. So I'm not going to go into that any deeper, guys. Okay. But there was the word accountancy was not in there.
Okay? And that starts a conversation, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And he wove it into all of his material then. So when he did a VAT update, it was to get the business you need to get the life you want, you've really got to be compliant on the new VAT regulations. And he worked it like that. Okay. So
Let's crack on. Number two.
Number two. Once you've got that message, who's your audience? Because everybody with a pulse is not the audience. Maybe you go after charities. Maybe you go after the farming and agricultural sector. Maybe you're a generalist. But do you have the data? Do you know how many there are? Do you know who they're currently with in terms of accountants? Do you know who the decision makers are? Do you know your audience? Do you have the data? No point trying to market when you don't know where the audience lives.
And this is niching, isn't it, for our American cousins, the idea of specialization.
Absolutely. And for the Americans, it should be pronounced niche. It's a French word. Okay. Niche. You scratch an itch. Okay. A niche is something that is specialist. Next one. Prioritize three ways in which to reach that audience. Now, I'm not going to prescribe which ways. That's up to you. Okay. You may want to go and exhibit at conferences. You may want to speak at conferences. You may want to write. You may want to hold seminars or webinars. I'm not prescribing that. All I'm saying is prioritize three. Anything more than three ain't a priority. Priorities, three ways to find your audience proactively. Number four of seven steps is this. Find three ways for the audience to find you. So when you're asleep, how does somebody reach you? Do they find your website? Is it some sort of banner ad you're running? Are you in the local paper? What is it? How do people find you? Step five now. When you have all of those, what resources do you need? So you might look at those three ways to find, three ways to be found, and you might say, okay, to do that, we need a little bit of CRM software. Okay, maybe we need 10 hours of a marketer's time a month. Okay, maybe we need to get something designed for us. Maybe we need to redo the website. It doesn't really matter. But decide what your resources are and the spend on those resources and decide if you're going to commit yourself to them. Step six is the opposite. What return? What metrics, what measures are you going to put in place to see if this was successful or not? Is one new lead good enough? Is one grade A new client good enough? Measure what matters to you. And if you don't have that measure, how do you know that the investment in marketing worked? And then step seven, almost as hard as step one, J-D-I, just do it. Or as it knows some places, J-F-D-I, just flipping do it. Proactively schedule these things to happen. Set aside sacrosanct, non-interruptible time, because otherwise you know what you're going to do. You're going to take a phone call or you're going to answer an email and nothing will progress. If you're serious about growing your firm, and let's be honest, not all practices are serious about growing their firms. If you're serious about growing your firm, that seven-step plan is proven to work in that order every time.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Martin. And just to wrap up, if you're an accounting practitioner without a marketing department or a function, you've got to do a lot of this yourself. But otherwise, this is to lay out as a strategy for the firm and get people to do it, Martin, right?
Yeah, as I say, all you need to do is understand it, not implement it. Your job is to understand it, get someone else to implement it. You're too expensive to implement it. Get someone else to do it.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, what I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.